Move on to Shavi Nafsha and some of the others. Okay, so that's the basic plan. So yesterday we were discussing different approaches to Psik Resha, obviously very critical, in its own right, and as it reflects also on Dovah Shein Miskave, Nemalach Shein Tzricha Legufa, and the Kalkel, they say a lot of the different Yesodos. So let's just continue just to analyzing that a little bit more. As we noted, so for the Bali Tosis, everything seems to be pretty straightforward, except there's one gaping, glaring, problem, challenge. Again, in the sense that the Bali Tosis seem to say that Psik Resha turns a Dover She'edu Miskaven into a Dover HaMiskaven. It sounds like that's mostly also pragmatic. And then we move from there into the areas of Nicha, Lo Nicha, etc. The glaring, gaping problem, as I say, is Kol HaTorah Kula. What do you do with that? How do you ignore that Melach Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Melach Smach Shabbos, seems to be a Shabbos problem, and as such, what you should have expected is that in Kol HaTorah Kula, even Psik Resha De Lo Nichale, instead of being more mutter, would be more Chayev, would just be Chayev. So again, it's hard to know how to answer this question. You saw me, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman also raises it, and leaves a Betzara Chiyun. It's like, not the kind of question that you should be able to leave Betzara Chiyun. It's just too important. But it's a huge problem and issue. Unless you want to say that, if you took the girsa that we have here, of Melach Shein Tzricha LeGufa Klal, let's say, what you might want to say is that in Hechel Shabbos, Melach Smach Shabbos Asra Torah, so Melach Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Patur, and Kol HaTorah Kula, something equivalent to that would be Chayiv. But maybe Melach Shein Tzricha LeGufa Klal, maybe that's akin to a kind of Dover Sheinu Miskaven or something like that, and applies in Kol HaTorah Kula as well. Again, that would be mechudash. It would help some of the problems or some of the issues, but it's something that raises a lot of issues and problems. I should just mention Derech Agav that this problem of the overlap with Melachas Machsheves and Shabbos is a problem for all of Bali Tosis. As we know, it's also a problem for the Rosh, who thinks that the Aruch Chiddush of Psik Resha de Lo Nichale Mutter, again, is limited to Shabbos because of Melach Machsheves Asra Torah. So in all the reports that that the Aruch seems to be drawing from Zvachim and Kilayim and so on and so forth become very, very problematic. But I meant to point out, I forgot to bring in the Ramban. I meant to point out also, and Eli also brought it to my attention, is that the Ramban also has a line, which is problematic in this regard, right? The Ramban, speaking, for the Aruch, speaks about Psik Resha de Lo Nichale, being mutter, and then at one point, do you have it there, Ellie, or anybody? The Ramban says, let's open up the Ramban for a couple of minutes. I'm just going to discuss the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva and the Ra'ah, and Rabbeinu Kreskes, that's the next on my agenda. But the Ramban also has a line in which he just, kind of tosses off about Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah, being responsible for redefining what is, kavana, and therefore Psik Resha de Lo Nichale, where there's no hanah, there's nothing, is mutar legamri. So, you would get the impression that the Ramban's view of the Aruch is like that of the Rosh. Clearly, it's not. You have it, Jonathan?
Yeah. El Shmami non cumin lo nichale de Isla Shanakriti Havale Kedobar Shane Mistabin Vishari, the Malachas Shabbos Mesura Lalev, Shari Malachas Machabas Asatara.
Yeah. So it's a good line about Malachas Machabas, being Mesura Lalev. And by the way, remember those who were here last year will remember that the Ramban has some terrific lines about Malachas Machabas Asra Torah when he talks about Dalit al Dalit, right? In Sugya Nazorek. But anyways, that's not for now. But that's a good line. But again, it's not an easy line at all, because the impression you would get is that this is a din in Hilchos Shabbos, and clearly the Ramban doesn't think it's a din in Hilchos Shabbos. So there has to be some way. Now, again, if you take the view, when we know that there are, there's a Melachas Machsheves component, and there's a Kol HaTorah Kula component, and the question is, what is the relationship between them? things can get a little complicated. So again, I don't have an answer to these questions, but you know what I'm trying to point out is, A, it's part of a bigger phenomenon. We have several examples where this is going on. If you remember in the Tosfos HaRosh, in the Sugya of Misasek, we also had a line like that, you know, where he seemed to be mechalek between, you know, Misasek or Davashen or Miskaven, you know, and Mekalkel in terms of Chovel Mavir. But unlike Bali Tosis, instead of making it very, very clear and you know, dividing the two, I mean, there's a line in which he says also Belachas Machshavas Asra Torah, even when he's trying to explain seemingly that Davashen or Miskaven is universal. So, like, what's going on there? So, just to take a step back, this question of the relationship between Malachas Machsheves, Asra Torah, and Kol HaTorah Kula is something which comes up in Misasek, in that whole discussion of Misasek. And Misasek, it's built in, because, you know, the Gemara in Krisus says Malachas Machsheves, Asra Torah. And as we know, the Gemara also says, in Sanhedrin and a few places, that HaMisasek B'Chalav and Varayos, you know, Chayiv Shekeinene, which gives the impression that, you know, aside from, you know, Shekeinene, you would really be Patur and Misasek and Kol HaTorah Kula. Because Kalav and Varayos, right, is Hana, and it's also Kol HaTorah Kula. So if the reason that your Chayiv is Shekeinene, then presumably if you did, in Avodah Zarah, if you were to do, you know, Misasek, you know, you would be Patur, because there's no Shekeinene. Right. So you have, again, that's really where Tosis, you have Ba Pratla Misasek, and then you have Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah, and what's going on? That's really the question that Bali Tosis deal with, right, in Sanhedrin and several places in Shabbos, and implicitly here in Ksuvis, when they come up with their idea that there are two dinim, right, there are two types of Misaseks. So, you know, we're having this, as I say, the Rambam, it's very difficult. If you look at the Rambam, Pirshim Shnayis and Krisus, and the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka and Hukos Shabbos and Hukos Macholos Asuros, it's very hard to figure out. I have a bit of a theory about that, but it's not for now. It's very hard to figure out what's going on with the Rambam, because he paskins, you know, Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah, and he paskins Ba Prat L'Misasek, and, you know, Benena Chayiv Shekeinene. So there's a problem in the Rishonim regarding Misasek. Not everybody agrees, as we know, with the position of the Bali Tosis. With regard to Malach Shenitzricha Legufa, right, it also seems to be, you know, mostly pretty clear that Malach Shenitzricha Legufa is limited to Chol Shabbos. But there is a line in the Ritva you should be aware of, on we talked about it last year, in Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. If you remember, on Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, we made reference to it this year too. That's one of the places where the Rajba says the Gemara there's talking about Ketzitzas Baheres, you know, and Mila. So the Gemara there, you know, talks about Dovashenu Miskaven and so on. So the Rajba asks the question, well, why is that Dovashenu Miskaven? You do want to cut the Orla, right? So maybe it should be Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, not really Dovashenu Miskaven. Right, and that's where the, you know, Rajba struggle. That's why we mentioned it together with Rav Avraham and Rambam, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah and Tarek Aleph Halacha Hey, you know, with the difference between Dovashen and Miskaven and Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Right, that one is Kavanas HaMalacha, you know, and one is a problem of Kavanas HaTachlis. So the, you know, the Rajba and then the second day of the Ritva, they say what they say, which is very important. Which is, oh, the din of Ketzitzas Baheres isn't the din of Ketzitza, it's Tahara Shalom Yedei Horas Kohen, right, and therefore it really is a problem of Dovashen Miskaven. The details aren't important. But what is important is that the Ritva has a different answer, in which he says, well, the truth is, yeah, you're right, it's Malachin Tzricha Legufa, but, and this is amazing, but he says, Malachin Tzricha Legufa and Dovashen Miskaven are only different than Hilchos Shabbos. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, they're one and the same. Somebody can find that line. It's a good, you know, line to put up on the board for a second. Again, that's like, you know, against all, you know, conventional wisdom and, you know, Girsa, you know, Diankasa, right? You know, what? You know, it's exactly you know, the exact opposite of what we all grew up with, right, which is a melachas machsheves, Asra Torah is a kula in Hukos Shabbos, and that's why Makalkan, Kalachar Yad, and so on and so forth. These things are potur, in some cases mutter in Shabbos, but they'd be chayiv in Kol Torah kula. Melachas machsheves, Asra Torah, that higher standard. What the Ritva is saying is, no. In Hukos Shabbos, where melachas machsheves, so the fine, you know, subtle, you know, difference between Kavanas HaTachlis and Kavanas HaMaisa is important, and there are nafkamina. But in Kol Torah Kula, not that we don't care about Kavanas HaTachlis, but on the contrary, lack of Kavanas HaTachlis is also considered Dover Shein and Miskaven. Right? That's a great example of Melech Smachcheves being not a Kula, by the way, but a Chumra, clearly. Right? Because in Kol Torah Kula, this would be Mutter, and in Shabbos, you know, it's either Chayev or Patra Avalasa or something like that. That's the Ritva. But what's going on, what that highlights is, you know, how exactly do we differentiate between Shabbos, you know, and Kol Torah Kula? So even if you don't go out that far, that's, you know, the opposite of the conventional wisdom. Right? When we were talking about the two types of Misasek, and then we were talking about Rabbi Kveger, so I made the point that, well, you know, you could still, you have three possibilities. If there's a Misasek of Kol Torah Kula and there's a Misasek of Hilchos Shabbos, there are three ways to look at it. Right. One way is that the one that applies, even in Kol Torah Kula, is the bigger Hafka. That I thought was intuitive. Rabbi Kveger says the opposite. The one that's a din in Hilchos Shabbos, that's the bigger Hafka because of the higher threshold to begin with. Fine. And they're nafka mina. There's another possibility, and that is that there's a correspondence. Meaning, whatever you're going to say about the Misasek in Kol Torah Kula, you're going to say the same thing, even though the actual level is different in Misasek in Hilchos Shabbos. And that's because Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah isn't a totally different Mechayiv. Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah is a, you know, it plays with the, you know, with the level or the threshold of the same, Hagdara. Right? So normally, you know, it's up here, now it's over here. Normally it's over here, now it's up here, depending on your point of view. In which case, you know, either they're both Hafkah, so they're both Turei Pafkos HaMaisa, or lack of chashivus, we'll get that in a second, or both there are dinim in Ptur Machshava. But they're all the same. What you're going to say for one, you're going to say for the other. Melech Machshava, Sosra Torah, it's not a different Mechayiv, you know, either this way or that way, but Melech Machshava, Sosra Torah just, you know, puts the shiurim differently for the Kol Torah Kulas. If you take that approach, right, so then the idea that, you know, on a certain level, you know, some of these Hilchos Shabbos things are relevant in Kol Torah Kula too, because they're part of, let's say, you know, very specifically in this case. So you have, let's say, Dover Shein Miskaven and Melech Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The Ritva's first day is Mechadesh, but in Kol Torah Kula they're the same. Okay, but the Chiddush of the Ritva is that they're the same, and on Shabbos, Dafka, you're Machmir and not Mekel. All right, they're the same. Lagamri in Kol Torah Kula, it's in Shabbos that we're, you know, being very specific. Right? In theory, we could take the idea of the Ritva, right, and flip it. And say, you know, in Ochanami, in Shabbos, mostly these are Kulas. But that doesn't mean that these Kulas, you know, are completely different Mechayivim. Again, take this concrete example. Instead of saying, oh, there's something called Kavana Limalacha, and there's something else called Kavana Litoelis or Litachlis, what we might say is, the Ritva is saying, well, the Kavana Litachlis is also different Kavana Limalacha, who says the Tachlis isn't part of every Malacha. It's only in Shabbos that we make that distinction. Fine. Right? So maybe it's flip it and say, we always think that Kavana of Tachlis and Toelis, you know, is an element, right? It's a constituent component of Kavana, Lemaisa, and Lemalacha. We don't think that they're totally different. Just that, you know, it's not enough. But it is in that framework. And therefore, there could be a correspondent, if you want to know, Dover Shein and Miskaven and Kol Torah Kula, Melech Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa, according to the Mandam Arpater, Nochel Shabbos, they're on the same level, they're on the same wavelength, just like the two Misaseks might be on the same wavelength, right? They're just, you know, gradations, quantitative gradations. up. Once that's true, then the idea that Malachus Shein Tzricha Legufa or something like it, you know, could also here and there, you know, echo in the Kol HaTorah Kula begins to make sense. Because we're not saying it's a total foreign idea, only applicable in Nochel Shabbos. We're saying that's on the continuum of Kavanah. And maybe that is a basis, you know, for, you know, solving, you know, some of these issues and problems. What I think you can't do for Balei Tosfos, if you want to do this, is say, you know, the purest views. That remains difficult. What I mean is, if you want to keep saying, which I think is the pashtus of Balei Tosfos, that, you know, psik reisha makes it into a davar miskaven, then you have a total davar miskaven and a total malach shen tzricha legufa. So I think you're still in deep trouble. Because if that's the case, why does that, in Kol HaTorah Kula, you know, that doesn't reach the threshold. If you want to say that, you know, psik reisha doesn't make it a complete davar shen miskaven, but it's somehow, you know, something, you know, that is still enough, and then you want to say, well, but the combination of it not being, you know, direct kavana, but it's an A equals B kavana, or it's not a, it's a kavana in the back of your mind, or based on, you know, zil, you know, kari beirav, or what you should know, or whatever, and it's ain't tzricha legufa too, then maybe there's a way to start combining, these things. But anyway, you should just know that these are problems for the Rosh, for the Ramban, for the Balei Tosfos, each in different ways. That ritva is just a sensational shita, but you know, it opens up a certain perspective, and even if you reject it, you know, it may have implications for some of the other issues, and these you know, might be some of the ways to sail it. Certainly in the case of Rabbi, you know, Eliyahu Mizrahi and the Shita Mekubetzes, you know, that a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa Klal, that could be something that's more Kol HaTorah Kula, let's say, in their view of the Aruch, in light of what I'm saying now, that certainly might make sense. You know, it's in addition to saying, oh, that's Matir, Nochel Shabbos, because you know what? The Ein Tzorech Legufo Klal, that's part of Ein Miskaven of Kol HaTorah Kula. And that, we can agree to the Ritva. Okay, so this is an important Yesod, if it's true. Again, the standard and conventional view is Kol HaTorah Kula L'chud, and Malachas Machsheves Hilchos Shabbos L'chud, and the Dinei Malachas Machsheves have no echo whatsoever, and usually they're kulas, and possibly, even then, you can raise the question whether this is in Shabbos like that is in Kol HaTorah Kula, or they're totally different Machayim. That's the standard and conventional view, but I'm just pointing out that there is a whole different Mahalach that one could, you know, think about or look at as well, and that would be important. Okay. That's number one. Number two. In any case, the standard view, if we don't deal with the problem and with this whole mahalak that I'm suggesting now, is Balei Tosfos hold every psik reisha is a davar hamiskaven, and then we're dealing with malach shein tzricha legufa, we're plugging it in, and so on. There's a line in Shita Mekubetzes, I don't remember if I put down the page, right page or not, Shita Mekubetzes, little scribbles. Okay. There's a line in Shita Mekubetzes later on. Just one second. If I can find it. Oh. There you go. Okay. Page 62, column 2, the Gilyon, where Psik Reisha is called Anansadi. Okay, that's just a great example of that perspective. Anansadi kimiskaven. The only thing about that Gilyon is, which is fascinating, is that he thinks that a combination of, you know, you have to have at least miskaven or nene or tikkun, but if it's enum miskaven and mekalkel and eno nene, that breaks the anansadi. Okay, but the idea of anan, the formulation of anansadi, really captures this perspective. Okay, the second perspective that we've been dealing with is the Ramban, who within the Aruch is telling us that Nicha and Lo Nicha is Koveya Kari Miskaven itself. And that is something that is consistent in the Ramban's formulation in Ksuvus, here, very important, and also again in Shabbos on Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph. If somebody has the language of the Ramban, just open, as we've read it, Enam Miskaven depends on Nicha and Lo Nicha within Psikresha. And he repeats this several times. Again, the problem of Balak's Machshavas we just dealt with. In the end, he is Doches Shita Sa'aruch, but certainly his reading of Shita Sa'aruch is clear that Nicha and Lo Nicha is Koveya Miskaven and Eno Miskaven. The Ramban in Shabbos on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph doesn't say much. He tells you to look at his formulation on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. If you look on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, it totally reinforces what we read here. I think somebody read from it yesterday that Lonez Psikresha is a psik, despite being a Psikresha, is Karui Eino Miskaven. And then the continuation, once again, he says that the reason that it's Eino Miskaven is Kivan Shalonene Mimenu. Okay. And then once again, he's Docha the Divrei Ha'aruch. What's fascinating about the Ramban is the Ramban seems to have a flexible view, and this is quite interesting in light of what we just talked about Kavanah. Right? The Ramban does not seem to be saying that that Hana is a substitute for Kavanah, which one could have said. He seems to be saying that whether or not you are Nana, right, puts you over the threshold of Kavanah. Now again, there's a chiddush in this, and probably the reason Balei Tosfos don't like it is because they think that Davar HaMiskaven is a reference to your interest in the Malacha. Are you miskaving the Malacha or not? It has nothing to do with your level of, you know, benefit or motivation or interest in the Malacha. It's more of your focus on the Malacha, right, than it is your benefit from it. Why does the Ramban think that benefit, right, is also a factor? Yeah. Now, I think one could have said, but I think this is totally not what the Ramban means based on the language, one could have said something else. And that is, that what the Ramban means is not that Hana'a is Koveya for Kavana, but that if you have Hana'a, it's the equivalent of having Kavana. Okay. In the sense that, what is the problem of not having Kavana? It's a p'tur kavana, p'tur machshava, or is it, as we've been discussing, like our discussions of misasek and kavana, Eino Miskaven and misasek, as we know, are parallels, just not the same. We'll get back to that too. That maybe if it's a dover she'eino miskaven, it's a chisaron in the maisa, right? Or at least in the tziruf of the maisa to this gavra. We might even have said, which we've discussed in the past, right, when it came to, we talked about Yehoreg Vayavor, and we talked about Maisa Avera Ba'ones, right, sometimes from the perspective, there's a Cheftza Shal Avera, or a Cheftza Shal Maisa, without being a Maisa Mitzad Gavra, or Tziruf to the Gavra. So one could have said that what Hana does is it's Mitzaref, the Maisa to this Gavra, just like, by the way, that's the... There are two basic pshatim, and there are some nuances. Misasek b'chalav v'arayas chayiv shekein nana. Why? Right? So one pshat is, because hana is a mechayiv in its own right. Hana saguf. So even if you don't have a maisa avera in the normal sense, if you have hana sagavra from a dvar iser, certain dvar iser are defined by the hana you get from them. Chalavim v'arayas. That has important implications for the mechayev of chalav marayos, but the idea then is that it's regular misasek. Misasek is not a ma'isa avera, but there is ha'noas ha'gabra, and that's a mechayev. So in addition to those implications, for example, so let's say you had a Hilchos Shabbos case, or a Avodah Zarah case, or some other area of halacha, which wasn't chalav marayos, where lemaisa there was hana. You wouldn't say shekein nana. Right? And that's 2 days in Tosis and Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Beis. If you have, does the rule of Nisasek B'Chalav Marayas Chayiv Shekein Nana, does it apply outside of Chalavim Barayas? 2 days in Tosis there, in Sanhedrin. what's the view that it would? The answer is the mechayiv isn't the hana, the mechayiv is the maisa, but the hana is a mitzarif, right? Normally you need kavana, and it can't have nisasek in order to associate this action with you, so it isn't a disembodied action, something that takes place mimela, or that is, you know, it isn't associated with an individual, or it's a causal relationship but not an active relationship. And shekeinene, by virtue of, if you're the one who's, you know, putting on calories, or you had hanas aguf, so that's mitzarif it to you. So that's not a din in chalav varayos per se, and it doesn't show that chalav varayos is a mechayev of hana, with other implications, right? It's anytime shekeinene. Right, this is an issue also in mitzvah srichas kavana. As you know, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you know, talks about the possibility of distinguishing, and it might be pshat in the Rambam, between achilas matzah and kol shofar, right? So Rashi there, certainly, in Rosh Hashanah, interprets that the reason is because, you know, kafo parsium, you know, you're shekeinene, you're still eating, right? The calories are, you have to go on a diet, or whatever, right? What are you going to say? It's a mice onus you didn't eat. You ate. You're not hungry anymore. That's a Rashi emphasis. The Rambam may have the opposite view, that the shofar is the exception, you know, because of, you know, zichron trua. But the point is that, you know, you have to weigh this idea of hana. So one could have said, what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to figure out, what does, for the Ramban who holds for the Aruch, that hana is the difference between miskaven and a miskaven, right? What do we mean by that? So what I'm suggesting is that one mahalach could have been that whenever you're nana, right, that's a mitzarif. It's a mitzarif in misaseh, it's a mitzarif in mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and it's a mitzarif in despite the fact that dover shein miskaven. So then we're not, when we say that, you know, that that, you know, psikresha denicha is kemiskavein, and we don't really mean that it's kemiskavein. What we mean is that, like miskavein, there's no problem of misasik. There's no problem of disassociating or disembodying, right, the maisavein. And that is an approach, and I think it's a good approach. However, I don't think that that's what the Ramban is saying. I think the language of the Ramban is not saying that at all. The Ramban seems to be saying a different pshat. And that is that the combination of inevitability and personal benefit, right, is something that constitutes kavanah. Now, there are two ways to be miskaven. You can be miskaven because you're focusing on the malacha. You can be miskaven because you are a combination of aware, you know, that it's going to happen and personally benefiting therefrom. Now the reason, you know, that the Ramban basically saying to Tosis, you know, inevitability per se is not kavana on any of the three levels that we talked about. And the Bali Tosis are going to say to the Ramban, you know, I don't understand how you combine apples and oranges to get you kavana. If you think I'm wrong and there's no kavana by virtue of psikresha, I don't see the combination of being nana, you know, and being focused. So awareness plus benefit equals focus, or the equivalent of focus? Ah. So, but in light of what I just said a couple of minutes ago, which is, in general, these chilukim about different types of kavanah. So, you know, certainly the mahalach of many rishonim is, this is lechud, that's lechud, and that's lechud. Saseik, dov shenim eskavein, malach shenim tzricha legufa, right? And never, you know, the twain shall mix, or merge, right? Or meet. But, if we take more like that, again, that line in the Ritva, you know, about Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula and so on, and what we've been saying here, which is, you know, there, maybe the idea is not the specific type of kavana, but a certain threshold of kavana. So if you have focus, if that's your motivation, or that's your focus, of course that's a Dovra Miskaven. And if you're, you know, what Ramban's saying, if you're a combination of aware it's going to happen and also, you know, benefiting from it, that's also a threshold of kavana. I mean, kavana has a murkier and less specific. It's more about a certain intensity of connection and involvement than it is about the specifics of those involvement. I think that that is the chiddush of the Ramban in this particular issue. What's also noteworthy about the Ramban in Ksuvos and in Shabbos, I should add, and I think this is very typical for the Ramban, is that his resolution, the Ramban goes on in both cases to say he doesn't like the Aruch, and then he says, and what am I going to do with the evidence, right? So what we know is that the Baalei Tosfos, how do the Baalei Tosfos deal with the evidence? I would say in very piecemeal fashion. And that's also initially kind of kedarka, meaning, you know, they have an answer for this, they have an answer for that, there are a bunch of trade rabbanans, a bunch of mitzvos, here and there, you know, a reformulation of what's going on, right? The Ramban is more, I wouldn't say unified theory to answer all questions, but it's a, would say, a unified approach, if it isn't a unified theory. And that is the Ramban's approach, by and large, is to take all of the Aruch's cases and to show that they are, after second analysis, lacking in Shem Malacha. In other words, Kilayim, Derech Malbush. Disha, right, Derech Ibud is Loshma Malacha. In Shabbos, he goes further. Yipui Karka, he has important things to say about Yipui Karka, which we'll get back to also. Yipui Karka Dechavre is not a geder of malacha at all, because it's really tlisha, which is the ikar malacha. Tikkun hadas, right? If you don't need it, there is actually a little bit mechudash. It's, you know, especially lechavrei, that's not called tikkun hadas. It's not that it is tikkun hadas, but it's, you know, anybody have the Ramban there in Shabbos open for a second? Kufin Aleph? The Ramban has almost no piecemeal answers to the question. Everything is a re-examination and a different conclusion about assessing what those cases really are. In my opinion, that's partially what's going on in the Ramban too, but we'll get back to that. Anybody have it? Kufin Aleph? Yeah, go ahead, Shlomo. Not the whole piece, just the where he gets those parts. The rest of Ramban, as I say, is very consistent with what he says here about the nicha and lo nicha being the transition. If you have those lines, that would be good too. To get. When he answers the part I'm talking about now is when he rejects the aruch. So the disha part we have here in ours, you don't need to mention it. But let's read, if you don't mind, the yipui karka line and the tikkun mana. Yeah. And what did it say about hadas? That earlier?
Then he deals with malbush.
Earlier, right? It's very fascinating. He says hadasim are not l'shem mitzvah. But what are you going to do? For mitakan a hadas for Pesach. Doesn't he have that line?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying what's fascinating, this is a, you know, this is the Ramban. The Ramban basically is looking, that's not a unified single, it's a unified approach, is what I'm saying, rather than each one, of course, you have to do each of the Shem Malacha. But unlike the Baalei Tosfos, who are, oh, trade Rabbanan here, mitzvah saseh there, you know, whatever, right, for the Ramban, every case that the Aruch is talking about, you know, that seems to point in his direction, is a case of lack of Shem Malacha. Right? Okay, that's the Ramban. Again, there's a certain continuum in all this. Maybe, I'm not sure if it just works out this way or not. So the Baalei Tosfos are, inevitability is Kavana, everything else is the Lakshay Tzricha Legufa, and so on. The Ramban is the next step, which is Nicha or Lo Nicha is Koveya, whether it's Miskavein or Lo Miskavein, and you know, the Aruch's cases in the end are lack of shame Malacha. And as we just discussed, you know, the Hana can be, you know, Shekei Nana, or more likely in Ramban, it's the merging of levels of Kavan. Then the next step is the Rajba. Yeah.
I was going to ask you,
well, I said yesterday, I want to continue with that. The next step is the Rajba, who in my opinion has a few lines left over from the Ramban, which is not unusual in the Rajba, because he's very influenced by the Ramban. And that attributes a little bit to a couple of those lines. But mostly, when I read the Rajba, I'm more impressed with the divergence from the Ramban than the remaining, you know, remnants of it. The Rajba, if you just read them side by side with the Ramban, whenever the Ramban is comfortable saying that, you know, Psik Resha is Chayiv because it's Miskavein, Kim Miskavein, the Rajba has that once. And even then it's that Parva line of Eino Miskavein Kim Miskavein, right, which the Ramban doesn't have. But mostly, it's fascinating that when the Rajba doesn't mostly, have that line. Number two, instead he has Nicha or Nana. Now in the Shita Mekubetzes, it's even more pronounced than in the published Rajba, where they have that line. I'll read it in just a second. But also in the opposite case. In other words, the Ramban, whenever he wants to explain Psik Resha de Lo Nicha Le Mutter, right, will say Dover Shenu Miskavein Mikri or Karui. And he makes it also clear that it's the lack of Hana which makes it Eino Miskavein, or pushes it over the top to being Eino Miskavein. He says this several times in both places. The Rajba always says Shari. He never says Shari because it's Eino Miskavein. And the reason I think that is true is because for the Rajba, even when it's Chayiv, it's Eino Miskavein. Now it's for the Ramban that that's a transition. So the chiddush of the shari is Eino Miskavein. I'm not like the Bali Tosas, this is a Davra Miskavein and a Malachshin Tzricha Legufa. This is Davra Sheino Miskavein, and that's why it's Mutter. But that's a transition. But for the Rajba, it's always shari, 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 shari. Wait 1 second. And here's where the Ramban would say, you know, Dover Shenu Miskavein Mikri Vashari. Rajba says, Shari. Again, the one place where he has it is, Afagav the Psik Resha Valeyamasu, Dover Shein Miskavein Mikri. It's not a steer, but that's, I think, a leftover line. Alma Komalaka Shena Nana Mimenu. And then he adds, Ve'eno Miskavein La. Now, according to the Ramban, that's not correct. Right? What is it according to the Ramban? Kol dabar she'eino nena mimenu. How would you read it for the Ramban? It's eino miskavein la. For the Rajba, it's always ve'eino miskavein la. Because right? For the Ramban, ve'eino nena mimenu is koveya that it's eino miskavein. For the Rajba, it's already eino miskavein. Right? The question is, well, the psik resha is chay, psik resha to be chayiv, even though it's eino miskavein, needs hana. A psik resha shelo nene, of course, is eino miskavein. A psik resha shenene is also eino miskavein. And I think it's consistent. The hashda kibin du nam skipping. Shu psik resha v'layamus v'nene mimenu. Afal pi, this is where you have the different gersos. She'eino miskavein lekach, harehu kim miskavein. And that doesn't bother me. In the Shita Mekubetzes there it says, Harehu nana. That's better even. Now, I originally thought that was the parentheses. The parentheses and not the brackets. It turns out I was right. Checked it again. It's the brackets and not the parentheses. Okay. Which just means that it's a little worse for me, because I would like that to be the girsa, but it just means Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi was reading it my way. Okay. Understood it my way. But the reading does say Harehu Kim Miskavein. I just think we need to read that Harehu Kim Miskavein, also in light of the Hamad base, Harehu Kim Miskavein. But it's very meduyak that throughout, the Rajba always says Shari, doesn't say Eino Miskaven, and always emphasizes this other point. Again, later on, when he talks about Mapas Mursa, which I want to speak about anyway, he says as follows. Right? Meaning the Aruch. Other words, this is very important anyway. We'll get back to Mapas Mursa. Let's talk about Mapas Mursa for just 1 second, since it's in the Rajba. Right? The Pashtus Mapas Mursa, according to the Gemara, is what? Abe? The Pashtus, what is Mapas Mursa? I don't mean physically what it is. I mean halachically. What's its status? No. That's the malacha. But we'll either boneh or makapak. Fine. But I'm saying in terms of the malachas machshavas issues. What do you have or what don't you have in Mapas Mursa? The Gemara seems to, or they understand the mitzvah as a fact. Well, what is it though? Before that, mekalkel is a kalacha. Yeah, what is it? Oh, you said I didn't hear it. Don't say the mitzvahin. Malachim tzricha legufa, right? The pashtos mapas mursa has nothing to do with any discussion of psikresha. That's the horror that I made in Tosus, and I was saying Tosus l'shitas, right? We know that for the Rambam, however, this is a problem, and we'll discuss it a little more. Because the Rambam paskins that Mapas Mursa is mutter, even though the Rambam holds Melachshen Tzricha Legufa is chay. Right? So apparently the Rambam doesn't hold that Mapas Mursa is Melachshen Tzricha Legufa. Right? He either thinks it's Davar Sheino Miskaven, right? Or he holds that Psik Resha, right? Delo Nichale, and he holds like the Aruch that it's mutter. The Nosei Kelim of the Rambam suggests that he holds it's Davar Sheino Miskaven. Reb Chaim, which we'll speak a little more about tomorrow, in his Chibur, thinks that it is Sikrei Shelo Nichale, and he passes like the Aruch. That's Reb Chaim's big Chiddush. There's a tshuva, I think I mentioned this in the past, that of Reb Simcha Zelig Rieger, who is the Dayan of Brisk, where he was asked about in the early days of refrigerators. Opening refrigerators, the motor, all that. So he says, Reb Chaim said that the Ram pulled like the Aruch, Psik Reishon Onichale Mutter. So that's that. Wow. Okay. Anyways, that's like Amunas Chachamim, but it's Reb Simcha Zelig. That's how he got mentioned in the Chibur, in Nichlas Tefillin. The point is, the Pashtus and the Mapas Mursa has nothing to do with our discussion. For the Rambam, we know it's a big issue and there are some possibilities. Bali Tosis brought it into the discussion, right? And the Rajba rejects it. Rajba says the following. Mashehevi arayim imapas mursa v'amar glohitir alimishim tzari degufa decha rabbeinu harabneru delamishim tzari degufa itiru. Sorry, fascinating anyway. The davar sheyesh bo refua lo hitiru b'makom tzar. This is a chiddush, right? Anything has to do with refua, there's no heter tzar. Counterintuitive, but understandable, because right then there would never be any iser refua shchikas samanim, because it's always, it doesn't have to really be tzar, but this is the chiddush of what he's saying for the aruch. Listen to this. Apa pi she'ein bo elim shim zeres shchikas samanim. The kol shekain shelo yatiru malacha shein tzricha legufa. Okay, Pashtus, most certainly Bali Tosis understand that that's what's going on here. Mapas Mursa is a davar shein miskaven, but a malacha shein tzricha legufa umishum tzar yatiru. Rajba says no, definitely any gzera berfua there's no heter tzar kiddush, and kol shekain, that's also interesting, right? Malacha shein tzricha legufa, which is, from his point of view, not just a gzera derabanan, but a malacha derabanan, something more. Even though we thought malacha shein tzricha legufa maybe is only no chilul, no malacha, right? In the kol shekains, in the hierarchy, what is it midrabanan? Kol shekain. Elahainu tam alafi she'eno miskaven lechabura benetilas hakotz ve'eno nana mimenu. is a davar shein miskaven b'liyano u'ma'utam mamish damaron the kol she'eno nene ve'eno miskaven afilu psikresha shari. So number one, there's a chiddush in Mappas Morsa. He's saying what some of the Achronim said for the Rambam, that it's a davar she'eno miskaven, you know, b'psikresha. Now, if the Bali Tosis really held that way, it would be a stronger question on the Aruch. Just that the Aruch is saying, in my opinion, it is davar she'eno miskaven. There's no din of tzar at all, right? It's psikresha d'lo nicha le'mutar. But once again, how does the Rajba formulate psikresha d'lo nicha le'mutar? How would the Ramban have said it if he was going to say this? The kol she'eno nene, right? Eino miskaven korilei. That's how the Ramban would have written this line if he subscribed to this view. The Rajba always says ve eino miskaben. Ve eino miskaben, ve eino nana. Two factors. So what emerges according to the Rajba? Clearly, that psik resha bein miskaben, bein nana, bein lo nana is eino miskaben. It's always eino miskaben. But psikresha is chayiv when it's nana, and it's potter when it's eino nana. That is the shita. So again, if you look in Shabbos, also the Rajban Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the language of the Rajban Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph when he quotes the Aruch again is shari. Not korui, mean psikresha nichale shari, not psikresha de lo nichale shari de kori le davshen of miskaven. Again, will she toss so? And once again, if you look there in Kuv Gimel, he says yedia is not the same as ratzon and kavana. That's in the Avad le'ar dechaver. Look at the one on Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph. On Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, I'm sorry, on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, once again, the Rajma is very consistent with the language of Shari, right? It's either Shari or Chayev. There's no Zecher at all in that whole piece on Kuf Yud Aleph that Nicha or Lo Nicha turns Miskaven or Lo Miskaven. That's sharp contrast to the Ramban on Kuf Yud Aleph. The Rajma subtly is always avoiding those formulations. Okay. So I think what we have is a very consistent view. Let me add one other point in the Rajba, and we'll get back to it in a couple of minutes to expand on it. And that is the Rajba on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay? What is the Rajba on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph? Josh, you see it? On Tzad. We're going to discuss it more fully in a minute, but I just want to get it on the record. Jonah? Did you get that? Tzad. The famous Rajba on Tzad? No? Asher? Didn't get to it yet? Ooh, I'm ahead of I'm ahead of the Marvel Cobras. Did you get it? Did you see it? No one saw the... Yeah, we have to finish that today because we have to move on. Yeah. The Rajba has a tremendous chiddush. In my opinion, this is part of the continued development of Chachmei Sfarad, which I'm going to continue with in just a second.
It's a pinnacle.
The pinnacle of what?
Of the evolution of Chachmei Sfarad.
Yeah, I would say so. And that is that if you, at least that's a pshat in Yerushalmi, I don't know if he holds it, the Bavli holds this way, but it's still a remarkable pshat in Yerushalmi, and that is, if you, and it has tremendous nafkamina, tremendous implications for this whole shita, but in this particular application, for a lot of the issues that we're struggling with today. Like, you know, sensors and those kind of things. You know, you walk in the street and you're, you know, triggering all these things, you know, and so on and so forth. It's a tricky kind of business. Or in your own house, whatever it is. Rajba says, based on the reading of the Yerushalmi, that if you have, you know, something in your house, and you close the door, and it's going to trap it in the house, but you want to leave because, you know, you're leaving the house and you don't want to leave your door open. Pirtza koreis laganov, right? So even if you know, you are also happy to benefit from the fact, you know, that you, you know, also going to have supper, you know, for the next, you know, 2 weeks. You know, and by the way, it could be that it's Shavua LaKol too, right? Right? Well, I guess people aren't up to Zion of Knowledge yet. The venison. Who said venison? Right? Right? Story of Yaakov Avinu also. Yaakov and Esau? The father, Yitzchak? No? Anyways. What? Torch of the Sabbath. I know. Eli has a lot on his plate. So I don't want to burden him with that. But the basically the idea is that since you're closing the door, and that's, you know, something nachutz to do, we'll read your language inside a couple of minutes, so even though you also are happy about, you know, the tzadzni, right? Since you're not only doing that, even though it's a psikresha, even though you're nana, you are not chayev. That's a huge hitch. What?
Or mutter?
It's mutter.
Mutter.
Yeah, right. Mutter. Mutter. Yeah. Now that's an unbelievable chiddush. The Shulta Giborim said on that sugya, my chiddush, which is really Rashi and a version of Rashi and Zvachim and so on, and you know, and possibly Hataya and so on, namely, that you know, if you could accomplish B not through A, or, I'm sorry, if you could do, or you could do A without doing B. By the way, those are two different things, and you could be mechalik between them, but. We understand that they're in the same kivun, right? Then, you know, that's not called psikresha. Even though, if you do it in this particular mode, right, you're always going to get this result. If you use tipim oven, you're always going to put out the fire. But you could accomplish the mitzvah betipin dakim, something like that, right? So the Shulta Gemara says, my chiddush is not as big as the Rashba's chiddush. What does even one have to do with the other? So we'll get back to that in a second. But that's the Rashba's Chiddush. Now, my opinion, if you held like the Ramban, which is that the Psik Resha Denichale, you know, makes it a Davar HaMiskaven, this would all be very hard to say. It would be impossible to say, basically. Right? But if you hold like what I'm suggesting the Rashba does hold, which is that Psik Resha is always a davar sheino mitzkave, but it's a mechayev of psikresha, b'toras psikresha. You know, we still have to understand how that works better, right? And nicha or hana is a factor. So then, the idea that there could be other factors, and I'll explain what I mean by that in just a second, emerges with greater clarity. So let me explain the expansion of that. If Victor said it was the pinnacle, so let me. I think the first strong formulator of this idea is the Ra'ah, according to the Chiddush Aran. I'll get that in a second. Before I get to that, so of course, this idea that we're dealing with a Mechayev of Psikresha, or something which is, you know, less than a Davra Miskabin, even when it's Chayev, as I say, is implied very strongly by anyone who holds that we continue to be influenced by Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, or that there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda's davar sheino mitzkaven chayev and psikresha modeh Rabbi Shimon, and that is the view of the Shittim Kavatsis that I mentioned here. Everybody looked a little confused when I quoted it, so I just want to make sure that everybody knows that it really is here. That's on page 55, column 1, and in fact, it is a daya in the Rabbia in his long hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos, where he talks about the davar sheino mitzkaven and malach sheino tzrich and the gufa and their relationship and so on. The Rabbia also seems to relate to this possibility. And that is, Atalama de Bipsik Resha, Lerab Shimon, Nami Ika Isura Doraisa, Mid Itzra Chachmana Lemishre Ktitas Vaheres, Miu Leka Chiyuv Chatas, Kedmucha Hidekrisus. That's how he explains the problem in Krisus. Xavlo Krab Shimon, Velo Machai Velo Chatas Achas, Avagav de Bipsik Resha, who, etc. Then he says, "After the Rab Shimon b'psik reisha, gabe Shabbos leitzli isura daraisa, the malach machsheves binan, avol shari isura kagon ketitzas beharasiki isura daraisa b'psik reisha." Another possibility of distinguishing between Hilchos Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula, even possibly psik reisha denichale, Both of those shitos do not work at all if you think that psikresha, denichale I'm talking about, turns into a davar miskave, either directly like I was explaining for the Ramban, or like a composite kavana, or, you know, that you don't need kavana because you have the tziruf through the hana directly, etc. A facsimile kavana. If you hold that there's a discrepancy regarding korban or Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula, then none of this works. Okay, so let me talk now about the Ra'ah. So the Ra'ah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos, that's the Chidush Aran in Shabbos. Anybody see it? No? No. One second. How do you do this? Okay. I got it. Okay. I think I have it. Wait a minute. What is this? Okay, so it's just so the Lashon is amazing. If anybody can get it on the screen, the Kedusha Aran and Shabbos?
Yeah.
One second. Where do I get this? Oh, I see. One second. I don't know what that means. Okay, one second. You have it? On Kuf Gimel. Did I tell you to look that up, or did I? Oh, I said Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, my mistake. Kuf Yud Aleph is where you have the Rambans. Just one second. Okay, I think I have another lesson. Ran Ra. Okay, I got it. Listen to this. So, Vim Tomar. Okay, this is the Sugya Bavli de Ba'ara de Chavre. So, Vim Tomar. Ma ich baslan im hu de Chavre. Mikol makom ha-malacha nasis mimela. Okay, this is the Rishonim confronting. So, what is that question, basically? That's basically the Rishonim saying, or the Ra'ah saying, like, you know, either psikresha is chayiv or psikresha is not chayiv. Who cares about nicha or lo nicha? Right? Or arid de chavre or arid de lo chavre. Right? Maich, you have it up there?
Yeah.
Is it up there? Okay, good.
The real one or the miyuchas?
Not the real one. The miyuchas. The miyuchas is better because that's the ra'ah. I think we... What?
I'm not sure if we should necessarily, you know... Choose Rishonim over other Rishonim.
Oh, I'm stung by the Musar, but no. So let me clarify. Since I agree with the Musar, so let me clarify what I mean. What I mean to say very very succinctly is that, you know, on Shabbos we have the Ran al Arif, and there's very little in the Chidush Haran that adds. Now here and there are things in the Chidush Haran where you have the Ran, which add, but it's very rare. If you have the Ran al Arif, you mostly have this. But we don't have the Ra'ah on Shabbos. And what we do have is the pseudo Chidushei Haran is a Ra'ah, or basically says access to the Ra'ah. In that sense, it's a more important work, is what I mean. I wasn't rating the Gavra. Ooh. Now I lost my.
We could have a Monday
reading. No, I understand. But I have to be very careful this way you speak, and I totally am a Kabel, but that's not what I meant. Vim Tomer, my Ich Baslan Umud Kabre, Mikomakom, now we'll see whether I'm justified. But it has to be good now. Mikomakom Hamalacha Nasis Mimela, Upirisha Ra'ah, the Kivan de Ha Kahavishte Malachos, Likita Sa'etzim, Viyipui Karka. This is so good. Vim niskaven l'shteyem chayiv shtayim k'rabin b'Yerushalmi v'hilkach kivan d'lo mechaven el l'chada d'haino l'kita sa'etzim v'yipui akarka me'elav huba v'eino mechaven la v'lo nichalei bei lo chashiva melacha kivan d'me'eleha huba. Wow, this is a new concept, or maybe not. What is the concept? There's something called a malacha me'eleha. What's he really asking? It's a psikresha. Who cares whether it's nicha or lo nicha, basically what he's asking. And if you hold like balitosis and so on, this kavana, or psikrations of mechayiv, it's a good kind of question. The answer is, there are two malachos here. If he had kavana for each one separately, fine. But he has kavana for malacha A, and kavana and malacha B gets done by itself. That's a problem, because that is lo chashiva malacha, kivan de me'elav huba, it's an agav dika malacha, tafel malacha, a me'elav malacha. I'm not sure which of those three, they could be different. Right? Tafel is a relative statement, me'elav is a passive, you know, agav, you know, is a kind of misasik, whatever. It doesn't matter to me which of the three. Okay. The chena din, even though it sounds like this, it is the same. Meaning, let's say there was a more organic relationship between the two. This is also fascinating. The hadas is if it belongs to the chavre. That's how he interprets the Gemara. V'chein b'chofer guma, which is really fascinating, because that's malach shein tzvicha legufa. A sensational take on malacha shen etzricha legufa. We always thought malacha shen etzricha legufa just means you don't have kavanah as a tachlis. Right? The Ra'ah is saying, maybe this is the background for that first day in the Ritva. No. It all has to do with the chashivus Hamalacha. Is this a malachas machsheves that stands on its own, a malacha kashuva, or a malachas agav ume'elav v'tafel? So factors like kana, if you're nana, that's a kind of an achsheve. It independentizes the malacha. Wow. That is incredible. Meaning, what does all this have to do with Dover Shein Meskavet? Meaning, psikresha and Hana'a is not coming to provide kavana, per se, and it's not even coming to provide what kavana provides, according to some, namely, tziruf to the gavra. It's coming to provide what kavana provides in a third vein, and that is not kavana, not tziruf legavra, but chashivus, hamalacha, achshave, and malacha of stature. Wow. Okay. Am I just hyping it too much, or is it really as good as I'm saying? I have no interest. It's not like I have shares in this. Right, you know, wrong. I just think it's amazing. Okay. So, in light of the Ra'ah, and that's also his take on Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, not just lack of Kavanas Hataklis. No, Kavanas Hataklis means that the Malacha is Nasa Agav, and without sufficient stature, that's amazing. A malacha de mimela or agav or tafel is not a malacha. That's chayiv. The hadas case is hadas shel chavero, not whether he needs it for himself. Okay, so now look at the local Rabbeinu Kreskes. Now I certainly gave the right makaron, right? Did I?
Yes.
Okay. Wait. My high tech experiment is full force. Okay. Four. Right? And this was done without any help from a Victor. True?
True.
Okay. Who has the Rabbeinu Kreskes? Hanan, you have it? Go ahead.
Where should I?
Well, firstly, it's interesting to note Alma de lo chashiv psikresha v'lo yamus elekishu nene b'malacha. That's an interesting line already, because you say, he doesn't mean it exactly that way. You know, don't make so much of a fuss. We'll see in the continuation. The reason I say it's an interesting line, if you take it literally, it sounds like the hagdara of psikresha depends on being nena mimalacha. Normally we say it's a psikresha, whether it's chayev or patur, whether it's miskabin or ain't miskabin, that depends on being nena. Now he's saying whether we call it a chalos psikresha depends on being nena. Really? Ooh, that's interesting. Does he mean it? Well, I guess the only way to find out is to go further. So why don't you start from Umiu Mashakasa? Go ahead. Like that's 3-4 lines later, right after he quotes Tolin, Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Loli Hada Ginnish Udra Puma.
Umihu Mashkata Delohave Psikresha Ela Kashish Lohana Otamala.
Notice how he repeated it. Right? If a formulation is no meduyek, you don't usually repeat it. Okay. He's already repeating it. Or maybe it's Tasa. Depends on whether we're focusing on the Chefetz or the Maisa. Anyway, meaning, he's asking the question strongly, what does Nicha lo Nicha have to do with anything anyway, certainly with the Hagdara of Psikresha? Psikresha is about inevitability. Meaning, let's take a Balitosa standpoint. Who asked that question? Basically the Ra'ah, in Shabbos. Okay, remember that the Ra'ah, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Kreskes, that's a line. Right? Go ahead. Vim Ken,
Mali im Yesh lo to elet melacha ilo.
Who cares? It's the inevitability, either it's Miskavin or Lo Miskavin or Machayev of Psikresha. This is exactly what the Ra'ah asked. Right?
Kevan Shemalacha
Nasis. Which is probably why it's Shalot Teyase HaMalacha, right? I mean, the Malacha, the important thing is that the Malacha gets done. V'od
Sharayot Shevi on Einan Rayot Klal.
Yeah.
Dajisuka
Shiny Hosn Dashana Lokri Gomor. Very similar to the Ramban now, right? On Kufin Aleph, Shabbos. Hilko Kol Sheish Lashana Krita Lav Klumu Pai Demokra Ksusu Shem Blasa Teolin Ark Malbush Ravizze Eina Miskavin the Malbush Alinosa Ksefo I had the Tolish Tulshin, Tolish Tulshin, Ainam Eskav in the Mal, Tama Mishim Yipu Karka Ainam Malacha Begufa, Elamachlis Malacha Ach, oh, now he's getting good. Go ahead.
Elamachmat Malacha Acheret Naset Malacha Zo, Debesiluk Hatulashin Hakarka Mithyapet Me'elov.
Now comes the punchline.
Vecho Malacha Shnaset Mitoch Malacha Acheret Lo Chashiva Malacha. Ella
bin miskaven law?
Oh, bin nana mimena.
Not that nana mimena is miskaven. Miskaven and nana are strategies to turn a malachas tafel into an ikar malacha. Correct? The law amri nan. Or the law amri.
Psikresha. Chayav ella bin malacha. Shehi atzma hi guf ha malacha. Ve'ena yotzet mitoch malacha acheret.
Which are partly language of the Ra'ah.
Ha'alav hachi lo. V'hainu tamad chofer guma ve'enu tzarik ela lo'ofra patur aleha. Kevan shemalacha ena naset ela mitoch malacha ha'acheret. V'hu enu mikaven la lo chashiva
malacha. Good lashon. And again, it's this malach shen etzricha legufa being brought into, you don't need to do that. You could still say malach shen etzricha legufa is its own issue. Hilkach
hacha kevan d'avid ba'ara d'lo delay shehu eno nana mimena patur.
This is hugely influenced by, now again, this formulation is slightly different, more expansive. So what's the missing ingredient between the Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Ra'ah is the Ritva. So we should look at the Ritva quickly on Kuf Gimel in Shab. Here Ritva doesn't do much for us. So one second. Let's say the Ritva on Kuf Gimel. Second. Mikan of Yirau Ksas Min Agaonim Chen Kosev Sefer Aruch Chen Skipu Matosis. The Lom Rab Shimon Davar Shein Miskaven Kishuhu Psik Reisha. Ela Hecha De Nichale Baosa Maisa Hanasa Me'e Love. Notice again, like the Rajba, he's avoiding saying, right, Ein Miskaven, Miskaven, right? Dilo Osar Rab Shimon Davar She'ena Miskaven, but that's what Rab Shimon did. It's still Davar She'ena Miskaven. Kishu Psikresha Elohei Kadanichale. But not because that's the, unlike the Ramban, that's not what turns, right, into Miskaven. Right? It's Ein Miskaven either way. Okay, good. Fine. That's already pointing a direction. Then he says, Umiya Tmiya Milsa Tuva. Everybody have that? Tmiya Milsa Tuva Kalhecha de Psikresha Valayamus Mezatam Yati Rab Shimon Mishim de Lonichale. The Talmud de Talmud de Motor of Shim Psikresha Valayamus Mishim dekiven de lo sogi de lo is avid malacha, hareu keilu niskaven umalachas machshavasu. You can see what's going on here, right? Same question, right? And now he's already, so it's a malachas machshavas. It has a chalos and a stature of malacha, no? Right? V'im kein, one second. The im kein. What's the next words? What is it? Yeah, okay, good. I don't know why I don't have that here. Okay, good. Now, the ilav, now skip a little bit. The ilav, the mistafina, meravasa. Go ahead. Havamina, you have that? Shlomo?
Yes. Havamina, Shlomo, I'm retained at Thomas. If you will, if possibly, Shari, or Shim. Al-Badavar, Shemach, Mas, Atzmo, in Okash, and Mais, and Mach.
Okay. Kol hecha de lo ichbas.
Chazar le mahuto. She'en bo malacha lo nais a chashu. Kol hada haka. Kol hada haka. De shura tadin de yipu harka kol shu lo chashu malacha. Ela de shemak shavinan la mishum tzor. Kuchin ahi yamit anabim min ahadas. Atal tzarech ha-mitzah le-takuna osa. Osa osa. Shehu tikkun, v'chiyesh bo chashivus. V'chi lo ichbas, v'lo mekavim l'klal, ha'vim mokad
lo chashiv. So as you can see, again, the formulations are a little bit different in each case. There might be nafkabina. But what you have in the Ra'ah, the Ritva, and Rabbeinu Kreskes, right, is something which already began with the Rajba, right, which is a step away from the Ramban, which is a step away from the Bali Tosis. And that is looking at Psik Resha, the whole issue of Psik Resha, in terms of transforming. Again, it's not about level of Kavana. It's not about Tziruf Legavra. It's not about, you know, what it is about is the quality of the Malacha itself as a Malachas Chashivus, as opposed to Tafel and Mimela or Agav. Now, in light of that, let's just think about the Rajba for a minute, about Tzad. So again, the Ra'ah is a terrific line where he says, when he starts all this, I mean, when the Chidush Ha'aretz quotes him, he says, well, there are really two malachos here. That's the problem. If he had kavana for kotzer, and he had kavana for yipui karka, that wouldn't be, he'd be chayev. The problem is, he really has kavana for kotzer, and yipui karka gets done derech agav. Big deal. That's what Psik Resha is. Right? He's cutting off the head of the chicken and he's claiming that he has no connection to a dying. That's motor of Psik Resha. Well, because it's a malacha, so that's a kula. Because he wanted to do kotzer, that's a reason why he should be potter for Psik Resha on Yipui Karka. Right? Strange. The answer is no, not strange. Totally understandable. Meaning, if you do a neutral action, say it like this. What happens? You have A and B, right? So you have A and B. Now, if the more, this goes back to, now we were talking about in terms of A equals B. I still think that's a whole big mahalik too. Right? A equals B, the transitive law. So I said, but let's say, forget about the mathematical side of it for a moment. You know, to say A equals B, or what you do for A extends to B because A always leads to B, you know, there is a bit of a vulnerability there, and that is, you know, A has to be conducive, you know, to being perceived as, you know, a way of being mitzarev to B. Ironically, the more A stands on its own, right, it absorbs, let's say, you know, the attention and the focus. So you might say it's not about B. B is tofel to A. Right? The more A is neutral or non-entity, we could say, you know what? Doing A is doing B. A equals B. A is tofel to B. It transitions over. But if A gobbles up and absorbs the entire focus, right, then B is even more of a tofel. It makes it harder to do transitivity on the identity level, A equals B. And certainly, if the whole idea of Psik Resha, you know, we have here is a Melechas a second agav malacha, a mimela halacha, a tafel halacha. What we do need to do to make it not mitzuref to me, could be mitzuref to me too, but the way these Rishonim are saying it, a malacha chashuva, right, is build it up. That's exactly what if it's a malacha, if it's already a chalos malacha and you're not miskaving separately for B, then A absorbs all the kavana. So what the Rajba says is this parallel, opposite case. The guy wants to leave his house. That's not a new, what? It's neutral that a person leaves his house is going to close the door? That's not neutral. That's standard behavior. It would be peculiar. It would be problematic not to close the door. That's not a neutral action that each maisa rishus. Right? That's something that is, and it's imperative to him to do that. Now, I don't know whether the imperativeness is the issue or the, shigra is the issue. And what he's doing is he's leaving his house. Every time he leaves his house, he closes the door. Now, he also knows there's an animal in there and he's thrilled, for the hana, also to be tzad. But that turns it into a malacha de mimela, the agav. And that's what's going on. And what does it have to do with the Shulti Giborim, who says, the Rajba's Chiddush, is huge, mine is less. Well, apples and oranges, what's it got to do with anything? Well, it does have something to do with it, even though they are quite different. What it has to do with it is that both are basically saying, we're not taking the conventional Balei Tosfos view, or even maybe the Rashi view, of A equals B. And certainly not he's really miskaben, or he has the information of kavana, or the combination. We're not saying that. Because if we were saying that, then the Rajma makes no sense. And what Rashi says in Zvachim and the Shulti Giborim also makes no sense. Because if he's going the route of Psikresha, which is Chayiv, then he should be Chayiv. But if you think really that, it's all about the identity of A equals B, right? And especially if you think that it's never a davar miskaven even based on A equals B, it's a mechayev of psikresha based on A equals B, right? So then the idea that, that this A doesn't even equal B weakens it. That's no longer a mechayev of psikresha. The formal approach to psikresha, again, it's still mechalek, between them, but basically we're talking about, within a school, at least, of psikresha. How do other people, by the way, interpret that Yerushalmi? I'm going to stop the shiur part of just one more minute, but how do other people interpret the Yerushalmi? What? So they say different things. The Ramban basically interprets it as a din and sod. Right? The Ramban says, sod has to have a specific focus and maybe even an exclusive focus of tzad. Right? Because that's the nature of what tzad is. That, by the way, works very well for the Rambam. Talked about last year, and we talk about again this year for a second. Which Rambam? What problem in the Rambam? Jonathan? Which problem in the Rambam? Kanan? Well, we talked about it last year, so.
Mapis Morsa,
Tzad Nachash, Tzad Svi. The Ram Paskins, all those cases, Mutter. Tzad Svi, Tzad Nachash, Shalala Haziko, right? Together with Mapis Morsa. The question in all three is the Gemara calls them Lakshan and Tzvichal Gufa, seemingly, and has other reason for to being Mater them. And the Rambam Paskins, Mokshan and Tzvichal Gufa, is Chayim. Right? So the answer might be, Tzikresha de Lonichale the Aruch, etc. And that Tzad, right? Again, Mapis Morsa, the answer might be for the Rambam, Lishitaso, that it's Makam Patish, very Tachlis oriented. No Kavanas a Tachlis and a Tachlis oriented Malacha, right, is zero. Like we said. And Tzad? Question is, what is Tzad? Sod means containing, right? Not allowing free movement. Or tsad is hunting with a more aggressive connotation, capturing, right? That you are circumscribing its locomotion, its movement, right? But is that what tsad is? And then the rest is tzricha legufa and tzricha legufa. Or you want the animal. If you want to keep them away from you, right, maybe that's not tzad. There's not no aggressive posture. You're not opening up a zoo. You know, you're not using the animal. You don't want to catch the animal. You just want to keep them far away from you, like Mazar. Right? So, that's not tzad. So what the Ramban says here is that to constitute tzad, you have to have a focus on the animal. The Ran interprets the Rishami differently, like what Robbie said, which is the animal's trapped inside. The issue is, under what conditions are you obligated to open the door and let him out? That's a different question. That's an interesting question. But the Rajma has this unbelievable chiddush that as long as it's not only tzad, when is that only tzad? So what? But you're miskaven, that's what the Ran asks again. So what? You're miskaven to do a malacha. Because you're miskaven to do a malacha and also to do something else at the same time. That takes away from the kavana of the malacha. The answer is for the Rajba, and that part is a chiddush. It turns it into a davar tafel mimela, and so on. Even though it's tikresha, din nichale. Again, you don't have to say what the Rajba says, you don't have to say what the Ra says. You don't have to say any of these things independently, but they're all working in a certain direction. So let me mention one other case, and then tomorrow we'll pick up with. We still have to finish up a couple of cases and Bavliim, just the Shitos, and then Mapis Mursa. We'll finish up the Shabbos parts tomorrow. There's an interesting discussion in Shulchan Aruch about Psikresha Bisafek, or Safek Psikresha. Anybody get a chance to look at it? Or maybe we'll just leave it for tomorrow. Shinta Zayin the Tazif Katan Gemel? Okay, you know, so I'll leave it for tomorrow. Let me just say one other word, just to continue this to finish up. That is the Rambam. As I said, the Rambam doesn't mention Psikresha Dilon Michalei Pator, which is a glaring absence. He has all the Klalim there in Perek Aleph. It also seems clear that the Rambam does not think that, you know, Nichale or Psikresha is Davra Miskavein. Sounds like it's an exception to the rule of Davra Shein Miskavein. I mentioned the other day is that maybe the Rambam holds that, Psikresha is a Mechayev in its own right. And, you know, it's already Mechudash. In the Chabalah Chidusho. It's only Chayev under these conditions. What I'm suggesting in light of these other Chachmei Svara, I think the Rambam also held this idea. Not so much a psikresha to nichalei mutter, the aruch, the way the Ramban holds it. Or maybe even the way the Rajba formulates it. That's already closer. Maybe for the Rambam, the issue is this idea of how your magdir, a shame malacha, chashuva, as opposed to malachas tafel, the agav, etc. And I think that helps a little bit. It still remains difficult with how the Rambam reads some of the other Gemaras, Krisus and Sukkah. Sukkah, for example, is a great example. The Rambam remains difficult because of what he says. But the whole Shaka Vitaria and Sukkah is fascinating because what goes on in Sukkah? What's really going on there? Akir, what's going on in Sukkah? Lamed Gimel. What?
What's going on in
Lotzatz? Oh, well, what's the case and what's the Shaka Vitaria, the Gemara? Talk about a Hadas, right? It's Sukkah time, not Pesach time like Ramban, right? Although the Ramban obviously Tesvav thing, right? But, so what's going on? So the Gemara says.
That if you're picking the various lachila, then it would be mutter.
Yeah. And then the Gemara says, but it's a psikresha.
Right. The Gemara says that the case would have to be when.
It's Hoshata Achriti, which we now know some Rishonim think means Hoshata that doesn't belong to you, it's the Chavre, I don't know how they introduced that there. Fine. Okay, good. So the truth is, and what does the Rambam say? Did you see it? In Lulav? Jonathan?
derech chila.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't quote Isla Hoshana Achriti. We don't know if he did a different gear, so this is interpretation. What does he say?
Echad echad.
Echad echad, derech achila, it's okay. Now the Rambam talks about being mutter, not about being potter even. Right? Strange language. That part I don't know the answer to. You have it?
Yeah, avar v'licht on, oh, shalicht on echad echad la'achila, or is it kosher?
Or is it kosher? I don't know whether I'm talking about kosher. What about, is it permissible or not? Sounds like it's permissible, for sure. Okay. But it's not a mitzvah b'aveira? What's he trying to say exactly? Strange drama. Oh. So I think that the Rambam felt that was an important Gemara. And when the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You're eating it. Well, you have a language of the Gemara in Soga? Just that Yakir was synopsizing? Yeah, go ahead, Shlomo.
Do I have to call you the end of it? Or?
No, well, the Gemara asks about Achila. Just the Shakvatari, but quickly. Oh. Now, what does that line mean? Keep going.
Okay.
So when the Gemara said that he does it b'derech achila, the way the Bali Tosis understood the Gemara was, the Gemara didn't yet understand psikresha, right? And basically, the Gemara is saying, like, you know, there's no problem, right? It's not tikkun mana. And then the Gemara said, we're talking about it. It's psikresha. So davar miskave. Now the Gemara's answer is, yisoshana kriti. Yeah, but it's a malachin tzvi chalakuf. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. Rashi reads it a little bit differently, as we discussed, but mostly the same, structurally the same way. What I think happened for the Rambam is, the Rambam's going to tell you that when the Gemara said that it's achila, the Gemara was saying, what are you talking, this isn't a malacha. He's eating. Right? He's hungry. Like the Rajba. He's closing the door. So then the Gemara says, but it's a psikresha. Meaning, okay, he's closing the door, but he's also doing tzad tzvi. So the Gemara says, the isla oshat achriti. Meaning, not that he has another hadah, meaning, in the end of the, let's say in the end of the day he's going to use his hadas. You know, he will or he won't, but basically, really what he's doing, or as long as what he's doing really is eating, that's not psikresha. That's called eating. When you're eating, right, and that's what fundamentally, it's not a chefetz shel mitzvah before, it's a food substance, right? I'm borrowing a little of the Ramban, right? So, that's what we mean, we say. So the Rambam says, it's not, the Yisrael Hoshana Achriti is just the Gemara's way of saying, if the only Hoshana in the world was this, this wouldn't be Ochel, it would be Dalad Meat. But the Gemara's initial answer, when the Gemara says this Hoshana Achriti, is the Gemara's way of going back to the original answer, which is, he's eating! So that's what the Rambam means when he says one more time, what does he say? As long as the tzura of what he's doing is eating, that's not a psikresha. So I think that's where the Rambam, it's not psikresha, the nicha, the lo nicha. Rambam says you always have to figure out in a psikresha whether or not, you know, by virtue of the psikresha, it has a shem malacha, or it always retains some other hagdara. And I think it's helped some of the other Rambams as well, but it also explains why there's no din of nicha, lo nicha. Psikresha is chayiv and davar she'ena miskaven only when it's identified really primarily as a malacha. Okay, let's, yeah. How do you know whether it's mutter aser? You don't 1,000%. It just, I mean, the Gemara seems to say, I don't know about mutter, but I mean, he says it's kosher.
Right.
He doesn't relate. Presumably, if you weren't allowed to do it, he would have. I'm assuming that he would tell you, but I think I said before, it's a strange drama. We don't. He doesn't really relate to the Iser from Sinai.
The first line is Avar
V'Liktan.
What?
The first line is Avar V'Liktan.
Right.
What kosher?
Avar V'Liktan kosher. So either he's saying it's us, or, but you know, you might think this is like kind of malacha, like a mitzvah, habab avera, and it's not. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Or he's saying, you know, I don't know whether I would recommend this, but if you do it, it's mutter. I just don't know. All I'm saying is his ability to be so cavalier about it and to ignore it and to emphasize the achila part, to me, means he's going back to the Gemara. Well, to the Havamim of the Gemara, why go back to that? So put together with the fact that he never has, you know, some of these other parts of Segresha, but I'm not 100% sure. I just don't know whether he thinks it's Asur Lechatchila. Not 100% sure. I know that it relates to it's an interpretation of the Gemara somehow. And that only makes sense to me along these general lines. Okay, so I'll finish up a few other things tomorrow. Let me speak for a couple of minutes about one aspect of Purim. And then tomorrow...